Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
On today's Smart 7, pressure grows on Israel over drone strikes, Taiwan hit by massive earthquake, and much more. It's Thursday, 4th of April, it's Burrito Day, and happy birthday, Robert Downey Jr.
The Smart 7, it's news,
but not the news.
The death of seven aid workers in Gaza after multiple drone strikes by Israeli forces continued to cause shockwaves around the world on Wednesday. The founder of the World Central Kitchen charity, Chef Jose Andres, said the IDF had clearly targeted the convoy systematically car by car, even though the convoy had notified the Israeli military of their plans. The three British men who were killed, James Henderson, John Chapman and James Kirby, were providing security for the aid workers through a company called Solace Global, and director Matthew Harding paid tribute to their courage and dedication.
They were extremely experienced, very professional and thoroughly excellent operators.
James Kirby's cousin Adam Maguire paid tribute to his determination to help those in need.
He was selfless, he would help anybody, and this is one of the reasons he felt he had to go and work with World Central Kitchen. He knew he had to go. His friends were telling him that this is probably a bad place to go. He knew he had to go and help people, and that was James all over.
The aftermath of the Gaza drone attack has seen political pressure on Israel escalate sharply. After condemnation by UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and US President Joe Biden, Israel has promised an independent and transparent investigation into what happened. And with over 200 deaths of aid workers, along with medical personnel and journalists, since the war began, revelations that Israel had been using AI to determine Hamas targets and then using so-called dumb bombs to destroy family homes has caused grave concern. UK Foreign Minister Lord David Cameron was attending the NATO meeting in Brussels, and he says the need for an inquiry is urgent.
I welcome what the Israeli foreign minister said yesterday about a full, urgent and transparent inquiry into how this dreadful event was allowed to happen. And we want to see that happen very, very quickly.
With some charities now pulling back from Gaza and the UN urging no movement at night, things appear to be worsening for the Palestinians stuck in the middle. Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey echoed a new YouGov poll which showed 59% of voters believe that Israel is violating human rights in Gaza, and 56% who think arms sales to Israel should be banned.
I really think now is the time to end exports of arms to Israel. It does look like Israel has broken humanitarian law, and we really shouldn't be exporting arms to any country that breaks international humanitarian law.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a new law on Wednesday that sees the conscription age in Ukraine lowered to 25. The two-year drop is intended to help boost Ukraine's ranks as it faces into what could be a difficult spring as Russia continues to push its manpower advantage on the battlefield. NATO foreign ministers began a two-day meeting in Brussels on Wednesday, which is a precursor to July's NATO summit, which takes place in Washington. In the absence of American funding and weapons, there's a new proposal which would see a 100 billion euro fund created to support Ukraine over the next 5 years. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is keen to give long-term support as Russia's war continues.
Every day of delay in a decision in the United States on providing more support to Ukraine has consequences on the battlefield. That's one of the reasons why the Ukrainians now have to ration ammunition.
That was a live show on Taiwan's news channel as the island nation was hit by the strongest earthquake it's seen since 1999. The quake, measured at 7.2 on the Richter scale, destroyed buildings and caused power outages and landslides. The impact was also felt in Japan and the Philippines as tsunami warnings were triggered. At least 9 people have been killed and over 1,000 injured as rescue teams continue to track down more than 50 who are still missing. Social media was full of images of buildings in the city of Hualien tipping over onto their sides and parts part of the headland on Turtle Island slid into the sea. Journalist James Chater lives in Taiwan and was at home in his flat when the quake hit.
Shaking was pretty strong, but not as bad as the worst affected areas in Hualien, which is on the east coast of Taiwan. That's where the images kind of coming up on social media right now are a bit more troubling. There's been some pretty big landslides and the four deaths have been reported in that part of Taiwan.
Still to come on today's Smart 7, Arsenal are back on top and there's a new dark comedy about podcasting on the way right after this.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome back.
It's a busy week in the Premier League with three games on Wednesday and two more to come on Thursday. Wednesday saw Brentford take on Brighton, Arsenal welcome Luton and Man City play host to Aston Villa. There was plenty to play for, with Liverpool top of the table and not in action until Thursday. Brentford and Brighton finished goalless, while Man City beat Aston Villa 4-1 with a Phil Foden hat-trick, which kept City right in the mix. Arsenal beat Luton 2-0. That was enough to put them back on the top of the table, to the delight of manager Mikel Arteta.
Yes, very happy. A really difficult game. Credit to Luton. I think they are a really good side. We made a few changes. We freshed the team up. We utilized the squad in the right way. I'm so happy.
Much like gin and tonic, John Terode and Greg Wallace are not particularly great on their own, but when you put them together, something almost magical happens. Their recipe for success has seen MasterChef reach 20 seasons, and they've been on the show since 2005. This year's edition has just kicked off on the BBC, and to celebrate, they are on air three nights a week. You can expect all the usual high pressure and culinary daring, and Greg says it's right to celebrate the show.
Well, we're 20 years old, right? So we should have a bit of an event. We should have a bit of a party, a bit of a celebration. And no better way than to welcome back some of the people that have made the competition and the show what it is. And of course, have also had brilliant careers in the industry.
Everyone loves a true crime podcast, but have you ever wondered how they're made? Well, a new Netflix dark comedy called Bodkin takes us behind the scenes as a group of podcasters head to West Cork in Ireland in search of grisly audio to delight their audiences. Not surprisingly, things don't go to plan. The 7-episode series stars Will Forte, along with Irish actress Siobhan Cullen and Robin Cara. Interestingly, this is the first scripted Netflix production made by Higher Ground, the production company founded by Barack and Michelle Obama, and the first episode drops on May 9th.
Yeah?
Hi there.
You're the podcasters?
Yes. Yes, we are.
I'm a journalist. I'm still consulting on a true crime podcast in the arse end of nowhere.
I've always thought that Ireland was the most beautiful country in the world.
All I see is shit. Fields and fields of shit.
I came to Bodkin expecting a simple cold case. What if the cold case isn't cold?
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.